But I want to start off with the basics. I love just starting off with just a basic discussion on where do we start when we're thinking about special needs planning. And I think all roads stem from Social Security. So let's talk about it a little bit. Craig, you stole my line about, I don't know where you went, about Bill Gates being eligible for SSDI, but I may pick somebody else. Okay, so when we're thinking about Social Security, we have got two different types. We've got Social Security disability, which is not means-tested, so Mark Zuckerberg could be eligible for that benefit. And then we have SSI. But what I want you to take out of this slide is you can be eligible for both. And like Craig stated, we don't believe the client until they show us the paper. Not the 1099 from 2 years ago. I want to see the 2017 benefit statement. And I want to see if there's any deductions. And I want to see if there's any thing coming out of that income source that I need to know about. Social Security benefits for SSI are like baking a cake. They're formulaic, as Clyde says. The methodology has to all be in place all the time, or else your client is not going to be eligible. So we talked about you have to be 65, you have to be disabled. There's an income limit, which is for 2017, 735 for a single, and a resource limit. These are going to be your clients that typically have very little work history, folks with mental health issues, folks with some type of disability that's never allowed them to work. Okay. And when we're thinking about SSI and we're thinking about being eligible, we have to think about income. Renee did a great paper on living in the SSI box.